This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.
Yeah, you are listening to the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday. We are live and in your backyard. It's a beautiful Saturday. You got to get out and fire up that grill. If you've never created grill envy before, you are missing out. You stick with us. We're going to teach you how to get there. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Hey, Bob.
Hey, good morning or good afternoon, whatever time it is where you're at. We're going around the world with this show. So happy you joined us. The Grillin' Guys are all across Michigan now, and we're happy that everybody takes the time that's listening just to tune up their grill game a little bit. And one of the things we want to do always is to bring you into the latest and greatest products on the market. And I ran into this next fella in Atlanta when I was at the show. I cooked on one of his cabinet systems. We had our Tech G3000 drop in on a Select Outdoors kitchen cabinet. And right now we're going to bring you to Mike Miller from Select Outdoor Kitchens. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hey, thanks so much for joining us. You have built, you're a plastics manufacturer. Obviously, you do a lot of extrusions and stuff, but you've come up with an extrusion. I think it's polyethylene. Is that right?
Yep, correct. High-density polyethylene.
It's gorgeous. It's not like Trex decking. This just looks like wood, and it never fades, warps, anything.
Correct. What we've got are... our cabinets are basically, they're high-density polyethylene, which is a marine-grade polymer. And it's specifically made to go into the boating industry. And what we've done is taken that and put it into outdoor kitchen cabinetry, built specifically for gas grills or ceramic grills like the Big Green Egg or the Kamado Joe.
Yeah, I'm looking on your website. Hey, Mike, this is Jop, and I'm looking on your website, and you're selling yourself short here, pal, because, yeah, you've got surrounds that go around the Big Green Egg and the Kamado Joes and all the variety of grill set-ins, but you're making outdoor kitchens here. You're just not making tables for a grill to sit in. I'm looking at some of these pictures on your website. This stuff is fabulous that you're putting together. Is this site-built, or do you guys ship it in component parts? How's that work?
Well, no, everything's actually assembled in Springfield, Missouri. We've been there for 44 years, and the cabinets are fully assembled and shipped out to dealers across the country.
So how would I find this stuff? Do I go on your website? Do I look for a dealer? Tell me, if I wanted to look into this, how do I find that out?
Yeah, you can go to our website, which is selectoutdoorkitchens.com, and there's a list of dealers, and you can go and visit those. We've got dealers coast to coast.
That's excellent. Well, we're looking forward to seeing more Select Outdoor Kitchens in Michigan and the Midwest. And based on what I saw, I just know that's going to be the case because I think you've nailed it. I've been watching the outdoor kitchen business for about 15 years and dying for it to come to Michigan. And thanks so much for making that a reality for us because we want everybody on their back decks enjoying their summers and springs and falls, and this stuff will hold up and it'll look good. So the granite countertops, I mean, it's just sweet, and you're really onto something. So kudos to you.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
Look forward to getting them into Michigan.
All right. Well, thanks so much, and I'll be seeing you soon, I'm sure.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Okay, Mike. That's Mike Miller, Select Outdoor Kitchens. They just make some great stuff. So,
yeah, anyway. He's one of the things that we enjoy doing is helping people talk about what it is in their backyard kitchen that they want to put together. And we've had several people on the show over the year talking about that. But just a couple tips along those lines are take the time to plan this thing out. This is going to be an area where you and your family are going to spend a tremendous amount of time if it's done right. If it's not done right, it's just going to be a place that's kind of, I don't know if I really want to go out there. But there are designers at lumber yards. There are designers at kitchen stores. And these people, yeah, they're going to help you and they're going to ask you to buy some of their stuff. But I just can't stress enough, do the plan up front and understand how big your area is and measure that all out.
Yeah, that's cool. Mike Miller. Anyway, on the live line right now, we've got one of our favorite vintners from the southwest part of Michigan, Kenny Peterson. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hey, good to talk to you, pal. Tell us a little bit about your corporation and what you folks are producing right now.
Well, the Round Barn Winery Distillery and Brewery, we do about 30 wines. We're up to about 10 beers, but then we're also doing vodka, rum, and bourbon. So other than the agave plants of Mexico, we're kind of covering all bases.
Okay, and it's Michigan Wine Month, so we wanted to have Kenny on because Kenny's one of the first vintners we met, and we had so much fun with you. I can't remember where we saw you first, but
Grand Rapids Food and Wine Festival.
There you go.
That's how good a time you had.
Right. Yeah. And then we had him over at our friends at Siciliano's Market as well. So we've hooked up a couple times.
Yeah, that's right. You actually came up to the studio that first time with Diana Stamfler from PromoteMichigan.org.
Yeah, that was a great time. It was a pleasure to meet you guys, and thank you guys for having me on again.
So
yes, Michigan Wine Month, so we're celebrating a lot of things. The weather's been kind to us, knock on wood. We've dodged a couple massive bullets, and we're celebrating a really, really nice 2010 vintage, and now that the 2011s are going into a bottle, we're all very, very pleasantly surprised on the quality of the wines that are being bottled as we speak.
What percentage of damage did this frost do to your harvest?
To our harvest, we had a really, really big push on some of the young stuff, some of the brand new vineyards that we've just recently planted of the Chardonnay and the Albarino and the Zweigelt. So grapes that have never been planted in Michigan before, we're seeing some issues with those, but they're in spots where you don't get a lot of the lake effect breeze and things like that. So we're below 20% right now, and that's pretty astounding considering that the Concord and Niagara guys around us are about a 99% damage. So we've dodged a couple bullets and knocked on wood. But like we always say, if we wanted this to be easy, we'd be out west.
Yeah, now if you want to taste some of this wine, you can get it at your local store. If he doesn't have it, you got to ask for Round Barn. And if they don't have it in stock, I'd be surprised. But you also have some tasting rooms.
We've got a few of them. And, if you make your way out to the Baroda tasting room, that's where the distillery, the winery, and the brewery actually is. We do the beer and the wine tasting there as well as the spirits. And you can kind of see, the actual property. But if you don't have time to make your way out there, you're just shooting down I-94, we've got a really convenient tasting room right off of Exit 6. You can stop in, do some quick tasting, find that perfect gift, and be on your way. We've got a great gentleman down there, George, that'll help you out. But, if you are able to make it out to our main property, it has truly became a wine destination out there. I think in the 90s, we were one of two wineries out there. Now we're one of six within 5 miles. So it truly is a little bit of a Napa Valley in the Midwest. And we if you've got a bored afternoon, definitely make your way out and make a fun weekend out of it.
Kenny, help us out. For those of us that don't know where Baroda is, that's not like a household city where everybody knows it is. Tell us a little bit bigger city or how to get there.
Sure, we're about 10 or 15 minutes outside of St. Joe. So if you're coming down I-94, it's always convenient to get off of, say, like the Stevensville exit or even Exit 16 in Bridgman. And then there's plenty. We've painted the county with wine trail signs. They're bright blue, white lettering. And that not only takes you to our facility, but it's going to direct you to all the local wineries. And like I said, I think we're up to about seven tasting rooms in the area. So you can definitely make an afternoon out of it. And it's a beautiful, beautiful area just to take a drive. So like I said, it's easy just to get off in St. Joe and just follow the wine trail signs. That's your biggest key. They're bright blue. You can't miss them.
Kenny, what's your hottest wine this time of year? It's April's wine month. If nobody's had a Round Barn winery before, what's the one must-have?
Well, we've got the Round Barn line, but then we also got a little bit of a higher end called our Free Run Cellars line, and that's the sons of the owners. Chris and Matt went off and started this one, and we've just started to bottle those wines. Those are all handmade, very low production. And I've got to tell you, the Pinot Gris, which is a state grown right there at Free Run, the Dry Riesling and the Dry Gewürztraminer are outstanding, perfect for anything spicy coming off the grill.
That's excellent.
This time of year. Pair it with a little bit of Morel mushrooms and call it good.
And you're on the Southwest Michigan Wine Trail as well, aren't you?
We are. And if you've got a board weekend in June, I think June 16th, we're going to have our big celebration. That's where all the local wineries on the wine trail, I think there's 12 or 13 of us now, we all celebrate in one location, and that's down at Waco Beach. And if you've never been to our area and you've never been to any of the wineries, that's a great place to experience all of the wineries in one place, and you're at the lakefront of Waco Beach in Bridgman, Michigan, right off of Exit 16 and off 94. So it's a fantastic event. And again, that's June 16th.
And that's not the Waco that Janet Reno blew up either.
You know, it's not, but okay. She was looking at it from what I understand. But there is a nuclear plant there, so I think that deterred her.
Okay. All right. Kenny Peterson, Round Barn Winery. Always good to talk to you, pal.
Thank you guys so much, and hopefully I can get to see you soon.
All right.
Bring wine. Yeah, that was our friend Kenny Peterson from Round Barn Winery. You've not had their stuff. You got to give it a try. Coming up next, we're going to have Captain Ken from Gyra Charters. He's our walleye fisherman extraordinaire. It's that time of year. You're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network. Thanks for listening.
This is the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.